Mickey, firstly, thank you for coming back 2017. Bit of a no-brainer?
Yeah, for me the decision wasn't really that difficult. I've nothing but loved my time at Storm so far and was really grateful for the opportunity to come back. So, yeah, a bit of a no-brainer for me.
You're a Storm fan's fave. Does this play a part?
Of course. It's great that the fans receive me so well and get along with me as a player and as a person, and I'm very lucky that I get to do a lot of the coaching side of things, going to the community, so I get to see them on a one-on-one basis, which is really, really lovely. So, of course, yeah, it's great to have such a welcoming reception to come back, and that's why we spend so much time training and playing. It's just for the fans. That's why we do it.
Yeah, and I mean, personally as well, I think you'll play much more of a key part this season.
Well, it's far too early to say. I think I've been involved in Super League for a long enough time now to understand how the process works. I've never been one of those players that have ever wanted anything handed to me, and I've always been willing to fight for any opportunity I've got, and I've always been willing to try as hard as I can to prove myself, and my attitude will not change looking at this season coming. So I'll keep trying as hard as I can. I'll do all of the stuff that I usually do, and if the new coach sees that well, then great. Fingers crossed.
Have you been getting on with fitness? Pre-season started pretty early, didn't it?
Yeah, we started pre-season back in August, so it's been a bit of a long pre-season, but to be fair, really good to get back. I think after we spend a little bit of time away from the court, we're all just itching to see each other again and catch up and get the initial months of shuttles out of the way, so that's done now. We're now starting to integrate more netball-specific activity into our pre-season, so there's a little bit more of a stimulus to it. So hopefully, yeah, we can just start adding to the squad and then get team training underway.
How about your game as well? Are you feeling strong? Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I feel really good in myself. I feel really strong. I feel relatively fit. So just building upon that fitness, ready for the season. Premier League's just started, so trying to get some match play underneath my belt. But yeah, I feel good, ready and raring to go.
How important do you think it is to be part of this, don't really want to use the term, but this next generation of the team?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important. Look, netball is changing, and there's no doubt about it that this year, whichever franchise you're part of, it's going to be a really important one in terms of excelling netball to the next step. You know, the league's bigger, there's more teams, people are playing in more stadiums across the league, there's more coverage. So all of that can only be a good thing, and I kind of have to be in it to win it. You know, there's fewer contracts per franchise this year, places are more competitive, so providing you're in with a shout, then like I said, you've just got to fight for your place, and I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon.
And the nice thing is as well, Tanya will be over in the UK soon. You're looking forward to seeing what she brings to the table, but what her coaching style's like?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, having an import coach is such a breath of fresh air because they look at the game slightly differently and they have their own individual style. So I'm looking forward to just learning from her and absorbing all of the information that she has and to see her take on the game. And, you know, she's done a lot of work with 21 and under age group out in New Zealand. So for the new generation that's going to come through, so for the likes of myself that are still relatively younger, it'll be good for us to learn from her and see how she develops us as players.
The movement of the players already started. There's going to be more to follow. It's not even February yet. Do you think this season's going to be one of those seasons where it's the next big stage in the game, start the next four-year cycle?
Yeah, that's probably fair to say. Look, there's no hiding from it. There's been a lot of changes internationally and domestically. So maybe that's not such a bad thing, you know. It's about time that the league got a bit shook up and it wasn't predictable who was going to play where and who the starting seven was going to be and what the top four is for the league. You know, this is probably the first time in a very, very long time that we've looked at the league as a whole and gone, you know what, this is going to be pretty open and it's going to be anybody's for the taking. And that's what it should be like every year. So ready to take on that challenge. And as you say, there's a long old time between now and February, so it'll be really interesting to see the changes and the dynamics as they start to fall.